kids?
Okay, well, me personally, it's just a humbling experience. You know, when we're very fortunate that we have a good job and we have all the basic necessities that we need, and when you see people from the community to come in and they don't even have a coat for their children for the winter months, you know, that's your motivation right there. The fire department involvement, we're always looking to get into the public and help out any way we can. Unfortunately for us, we normally only see people when their worst time. They're hurt, they're injured, they're sick, their house is on fire. And this is a good time for us to just get out there on a little happier time, help them out, and you know, see if they have the basic necessities.
Now, how do you find the people to, or do you have trouble finding people to take the coats?
No, actually, we have more people than we have coats sometimes. What we do is we have a little campaign where we go out into the community. We'll put some signs up to let people know that we are collecting. We have right now WBAL puts out some news through the radio, also through the TV. Mm-hmm. The cleaners that we deal with, they have some signage out there, and there's different avenues that we have that we can let people know that we are collecting every year.
Now, do you guys collect coats here as well?
We don't do that because what happens is when the coats are donated to the cleaners, they're actually laundered just for safety specifications. Just makes things really nice for us overall, and we will pick them up after we get that all taken care of.
You've been doing this for 13 years, you were telling me.
Yes, sir.
Over those 13 years, you've probably met a lot of people who, a lot of grateful people. Any stories stick out of those, you know, somebody that took one of these coats and...
Yeah, two basically stick in my mind. One, we have a lady who actually comes in every year. Her children were 3 years old, and they didn't have any coats at all. And she got two coats from us. And the following year, she came back. She brought the coats back laundered, put them back into the mesh, and then took coats for the next year so that she would make sure that those coats were passed on to somebody that needs them. So that was quite a story. The other one is, you know, when somebody leaves, they'll come up to you and say, listen, I want to thank you and the fire department personally, because if you wouldn't have this drive, you know, my children wouldn't have a coat this winter. So that's our motivation for doing this.
Over the years, do you see more people? I mean, does it get more crowded on distribution day?
Unfortunately, it does. As the program's been going on, this is actually the 26th year. The time I've been involved, we have an increase in need and a decrease in supply. So a lot of it has to do with the economy right now, but we're seeing less coats than we actually have people that need them.
Okay, what do you say to people? We're in the final days of the drive. What do you say to people who may be thinking about donating? What do you say to get them to do it?
Well, if anybody out there has something that they don't need, please drop it off. You know, it's a real simple process. We have right now there's 8 Zips cleaners that we use. You can drop them off. They're in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, and Howard County. Just drop off. They'll clean them up and get them out to us and make sure that you know, we can get them to the people that need them. Just want to mention,
sure,
a little bit of the process. There's a lot of people involved in this. Kind of starts out one or two times a year. We'll meet with WBAL. Yvette Hale kind of puts that together for us. So she's kind of the top part of the umbrella there that gets everybody moving. We have a meeting. We just talk about what went well last year, what didn't go well, and we kind of tweak it to make the program even better. Once the information is out from you guys and from us that we need the donations, John Rusnick, who runs Zip Cleaners, he's gracefully allowed us to use his facility. Like I say, he has 8 locations, and we drop the coats off. He launders them for free and puts them together for us to get ready to distribute. The next link in the chain is the National Guard. Maryland National Guard's been involved with us since the beginning. Our contact there is Chris Miner.
What does the National Guard do?
What the National Guard does is the week before the campaign starts, they go to Zip Cleaners and they'll pick up all of the coats for us. They take them back to the base. They'll separate them down for us in men's, women, boys and girls, and they'll let us know what kind of count we have so we know where we're going to distribute them to. Once that occurs, Chris goes ahead and actually takes them to the distribution sites, drops them off for us. Once we're at the site themselves, obviously we're working at a live fire station, as you mentioned earlier, so when the calls come in, we have to go ahead and respond. We have a great group that we now work with. It's headed up by Candace Blackwell. What they are, it's the Baltimore Service Corps City Works, and what they do is they partner with Baltimore County Schools for the last 10 years, and they provide tutoring. They're college tutors that come in and actually work with the kids in the classrooms, and they do a lot of other things in the community. Each year, she provides us with some very hardworking, dedicated, great volunteers.
People to help you hand out the coats.
So yes, that, in case you guys have to go to fires and stuff.
Yes, sir, and it's great to know when we leave the station that everything's working well here. So we thank all those people. It's one of those things that I kind of compare to a wedding reception. You know, we plan this for a year, and it lasts for 4 hours, and then that was it. So it's a very, very good experience to be a part of, and we're very thankful for all the people to help us out.
It's a lot of work that goes into those 4 hours. Now, how many coats do you expect to hand out, at least at this station? I mean, just on a given year?
Well,
I know it depends on donations.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, each year, we don't know how many coats we're going to get until the week before. We've been as high as a total of 4,000. We've been as low as a matter of 800. The Dundalk Station Drive seems to be one of the areas that we are impacted, that we have a lot of people that need a coach. We will be giving out, since I've been involved in this, we'll have our 10,000th coat given out at this location this year. Hopefully this year we're going to get, if we get 1,500 or more, we're very happy. But again, we won't know that until the week before we actually take the count.
Anything else you want to add, Joe?
No, just again, I appreciate all the help everybody puts into this to help us out. The fire department's proud to be involved in this. And hopefully if you have a coat, like I said, it's a good time to be doing fall cleaning. Take it to the cleaners. One last thing I want to add, the coat program, one thing we were proud of too, we have a 100% giveaway rate. What I mean by that is at the end of each giveaway at the Woodlawn station, we move the coats to the next station. Mm-hmm. And then after Friday, if we have any coats left, which is rare, I've actually been able to partner with the Baltimore County Social Services Group, two local shelters, and three local churches. So anything that we would have left over, they take off our hands and they distribute. So let people know if you have a coat and you give it to us, it will be distributed somewhere. It won't go lost, believe me. So.